He is the one who created you from a single being, and from that being he created his mate so that he might find comfort with her. When he covers her, she conceives a light burden and walks around with it. When it grows heavy, they both pray to Allah their Rabb, saying, "If you will grant us a healthy child, we will be truly thankful." But when he gives them a healthy child, they both began to associate partners with him in what he has given them. But Allah is exalted far above the shirk they commit of associating other deities with him as his partners. Do they associate with him those deities who can create nothing but are themselves created? They have neither the ability to help them, nor can they help themselves? If you invite them to guidance, they will not follow you. It will be all the same for you whether you call them or hold your peace. In fact, those whom you call besides Allah are bondmen like yourselves. We'll call them and let them answer you if what you say is true. Have they feet to walk with? Have they hands to hold with? Have they eyes to see with? Have they ears to hear with? O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, call on your shuraka, the partners you have set up besides Allah, and collectively plot against me and give me no respite. My protector is Allah, who has revealed this book, and he is the protecting friend of the righteous. On the contrary, those whom you call besides him have neither the ability to help you, nor can they help themselves. If you call them to guidance, they cannot even hear what you say. Although it appears as if they are looking at you, they do not see. Show forgiveness, speak for justice, and avoid the ignorant. If Shaitan tempts you, seek refuge with Allah, for he is the one who is all-hearing and all-knowing. Those who fear Allah when they are tempted by Shaitan, they have but to remember Allah, and they shall see the light. As for Shaitan's brothers, they drag them deeper into error and never relax their efforts. When you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not bring them a revelation, they say, "Have you not yet invented?" Tell them, "I follow only what is revealed to me from my Rabb. This book contains veritable signs from your Rabb, a guidance and blessing for the true believers. When the Quran is recited, listen to it with complete silence, so that you may be shown mercy. Bring your Rabb to remembrance deep in your soul with humility and in reverence without raising your voice, both in the mornings and in the evenings, and be not of those who are heedless. Surely, those who are close to your Rabb do not feel too proud to worship him. They declare his glory and prostrate themselves before him."